کارآفرینان
ارائه از رادیو ایران 670 AM KIRN
کارآفرینان
روز بخیر شنوندگان عزیز رادیو ایران، من دبی امینی هستم و امروز به همراه کارگردان فنی خوبمون آقای آیدین حجیر برنامه کارآفرینان رو که برنامه است غیر تبلیغاتی و با هدف آشنا شدن با چهره های موفق و کارآفرین تقدیم حضورتون میکنیم. میهمان برنامه امروز بنیانگذار و مالک مؤسسه ان ونینو کوچینگ در لس آنجلس هستند. ایشان راهنمای افراد در انتخاب شغل و مسیر زندگی صحیح هستند. در واقع جهتیاب و پیدا کننده راهکارهای جدید که موجب موفقیت در کسب و کار و پیشرفت در زندگی میشه با توجه به خصوصیات و توانایی‌های شخصی افراد متفاوت. قبل از پایه‌گذاری این مؤسسه و فعال شدن در حرفه کوچینگ، ایشون در US Environmental Protection Agency in Washington DC در زمینه حفاظت و سلامت محیط زیست فعالیت می‌کردند، همچنین در نیویورک سیتیز Hazardous Materials Emergency Response Team سالانه حدود 600 مورد اورژانس رو در رابطه با آلودگی‌های شیمیایی جوابگو بودند و مراقبت‌های ویژه جهت پاکسازی این آلودگی‌ها تحت سرپرستی ایشون انجام می گرفت. اما حرفه مورد علاقهشون که بیش از 4000 ساعت در اون تجربه کاری دارند، کوچینگ هست، حرفه‌ای که می تونن با عشق با هم نوعان خودشون باشند و به اونها خدمت بکنند. میس ونینو، welcome to today's program.
Thank you, Debbie. It's so nice to be with you and your audience today.
It's a pleasure to have you. Thank you for being with us. دوستان عزیز، شماره تلفن استودیو در خدمتتون هست. اگر که دوست داری در طول برنامه تماس بگیرید و با میهمان برنامه سوالات خودتون مطرح بکنید، میتونید با تلفن 323-512-7264 تماس بگیرید. Miss Venino, I want to start my question with the current unusual life condition. You know, due to pandemic, we're living in a time of change and chaos. This last Sunday, actually, I had an interview with one of the experts of DCFS, and he mentioned that the rate of domestic violence, drug abuse, depression, and things like that increased by 30% during the pandemic. Now, let's hope that we are reaching the end of it. But it doesn't seem that we can ever go back to the old normal. Now, I want to ask you, as a life coach, do you think we can emerge into a new normal and thrive?
I do. I think the keys to emerging into that new normal are to emerge with awareness, personal awareness of what our lives used to be, what's still there, what has changed, and where we want to go, what we want to create. And also very important is to move at a pace individually that works for us. We may go slow, we may go quickly, but we have to be very in touch with ourselves and aware to make it work, because it's been a huge transformation, as you've said, and we're still dealing with the unknown. We need to get comfortable with the unknown, because it's a major factor in our lives right now and may not have been before. We also can go forward with openness and wonder and see the opportunities that are in front of us as well as the challenges. And some people, as you say, have been through unbearable hardships and grief or are dealing with other challenges because of the pandemic. And for them, I think before they jump right into the new normal, that healing and self-nurturing are really important factors.
I agree 100%. Let's talk about the e-book you have out, Chrysalis, Personal Transformation from the Inside Out. What is this book about?
Great. I wrote this book as a kind of whimsical book. It shows you how you can transform your life the same way that a caterpillar turns into a butterfly in nature's chrysalis. And the reason I call it whimsical is that the way I wrote it, it includes verses, questions you can answer, in short paragraphs, things you can do, mythical stories that inform you, and also a recorded audio visualization that you can do. And I offer in the book insights that help you in the process. And I organize the book chapters according to nature's chrysalis. The first chapter is the caterpillar living in its ordinary world. The second chapter is the cocoon, shedding your skin and withdrawing. Chapter 3 is growth and struggle, when the caterpillar is doing the real transformation into the butterfly. The fourth chapter is the butterfly and a new existence, which is what you've been talking about with emerging into the new normal. In chapter 5, I diverted off personal transformation into our collective chrysalis and the transformation of the world, because as I wrote the book, I realized even before the pandemic that we were going through great transformation in the world and that chrysalis could help inform us. And chapter 6 is a postscript, transformation from the inside out, and I wrote a lot about love and the role that love can play in our transformation.
Wow, very interesting. So the book has six chapters, and it starts right? with a caterpillar turning into a beautiful butterfly, and then you kind of related each process, each step of this process to normal life of people and how they can transform themselves from, let's say, being a caterpillar into a beautiful butterfly.
That's it, and they can take flight. If you'd like, because the book is kind of a different book than many others, if you'd like me to, I could read a couple short excerpts from it and give you a feeling for the book.
That would be wonderful. Let me just translate a little bit of what we discussed so far. So
okay.
Our dear audience member are ready to listen to what you have to read. دوستان عزیز خانم ونینا کتابی نوشتن در مورد کرم ابریشم و اینکه چطور کرم ابریشم با تشکیل پیله ابریشم مدتی موندن در اون و بعد تبدیل شدن به یک پروانه زیبا این مسئله رو ارتباط دادن به زندگی روزانه مردم و اینکه میتونن مردم چه تغییراتی رو به وجود بیارن در زندگیشون و ایشون در نهایت بعد از تبدیل شدن به پروانه به عشق جمعی رسیدن و اینکه چطور انسان‌ها میتونن با داشتن عشق به همدیگه به یک مرحله بالاتر و زیباتر از زندگی برسن و الان میخوان که یه بخش خیلی کوتاهی از این کتاب رو که در واقع شش بخش داره از مرحله کرم ابریشم شروع میشه و بعد پیله ابریشم تبدیل شدن به پروانه و همچنین ادامه پیدا میکنه رو برای ما بخونن. Go ahead, Miss Venino. We would like to hear the book, or actually some lines of the book.
That's great. In each chapter, I write a mythical story as a way to look at the issues and make it interesting. And in the cocoon chapter, which is a lot about silence and retreating, I wrote a mythical story called The Quiet Tree. And this is just the opening two paragraphs of it. On a beautiful open hill, there stood a tree. Day after day, it experienced the rain, the sun, the wind, the heat, and the cold. In spring, it blossomed. In winter, it was bare. Always, it was content with life and was silent and still. This did not mean that nothing was going on. The tree had sprouted from a seed into a sapling, growing to full size and changed with the seasons. But to travelers walking by the tree, it seemed that nothing was going on. The tree was something to look at and then move beyond. One day, a young girl named Sarah sat by the tree to take a rest. As she sat, her eyelids became heavy. She hadn't realized how tired she was, and she lay down for a short nap. During her nap, she had a dream. The tree had a face and began to speak to her. The tree said, "Sarah, there are many languages, and nature has one of its own. There are wonderful things to learn from nature if you can be still and listen. And the rest of the story goes on to where the tree is teaching Sarah about silence.
That's so beautiful. And this is just one part of a series. The Chrysalis is a series of 5 books. Am I right? Is this just the first part?
That's right. Chrysalis is the first one. And as I started writing Chrysalis, about 3/4 through, I started getting inspiration for a second book. And I had no idea when I started Chrysalis that it would lead to writing 5 books. And that's what it did.
So the first book, Chrysalis, is e-book, is free and available to everyone for free, which is very nice of you. What is the second book about?
The second book also has a butterfly theme. And as I was writing it, its name is Kaleidoscope, Flying Together in Earth's New Energy. I was trying out titles, and nothing seemed to be working. And I Googled on my computer the scientific name for a group of butterflies and found the word kaleidoscope, which I think is so beautiful because a kaleidoscope is so colorful. So a group of butterflies, scientists call a kaleidoscope. And the book is a guide to new energy on Earth and how we can make the most of the change that surrounds us. By new energy, I mean breaking down of old norms, and we have been seeing this even before the pandemic, falling away of hierarchies and ways of doing things, falling away of labels and walls that divide us, even in the midst of the polarity the world is experiencing. If you think about the cocoon where the caterpillar is dying and the butterfly is being born, there is a lot of action in there, and there's a lot of chaos, there's destruction, and there's rebirth. And that's what we're going through now, and it's all a new energy. And the book focuses on this new energy and the importance of harmony and collaboration in creating a positive future for humanity.
Wow, that's really interesting. So all the 5 books have a theme of mysticism, is that correct? Learning from
that
nature.
That is correct.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. So these 2 have been published. What about the 3 other books?
The 3 other books, the third one is called Hummingbird, and it looks at deepening our relationship with Earth and the cosmos and how energy and vibration form the foundation of our existence. And what I did in the book was each chapter is an aspect of the hummingbird, color, sound, beauty, things that we see, joy in the hummingbird. But shortly after describing the hummingbird in that context, I move on to our relationship with Earth and the cosmos and how the hummingbird can guide us again as the Chrysalis guided in the first book. The fourth book is called Dragonfly. We're back to insects again. Mm-hmm. And it looks at the illusions that we hold in our lives and how we can break through them. And Aldous Huxley, a British author who wrote Brave New World, I open the book with one of his quotes that kind of explains what I'm trying to do in the book. He said, "The world is an illusion, but it is an illusion that we must take seriously because it is as real as it goes. And in those aspects of reality, which we are capable of apprehending, our business is to wake up. We have to find ways in which to detect the whole of reality in the one illusory part which our self-centered consciousness permits us to see."
Wow, interesting. So the third one was the dragonfly. And
that was the fourth one.
That was the fourth one.
Hummingbird, dragonfly. And then the last one is firefly.
Okay.
And it looks
another
at
insect.
How we... What?
I said another insect.
Another insect, right.
One bird well, and then all at, insects.
Yeah, it really surprised me. I mean, I didn't have a particular connection, but as I started writing each one, the insects informed. The butterfly, we've heard that before, you know, about transformation. But Firefly looks at how we can lighten the density, the physical density of our bodies, and allow more of our soul in. And when I was writing that, I was really doubting myself. I said, this is really far out. You know, it was new to me. And so I went back to the computer again, and I Googled Firefly. And in Japan, they are very fascinated by the firefly. And I found an article in the Guardian newspaper that in 2009, Japanese scientists had studied the firefly. And as you know, it has a bioluminescent light at the end of its body. And they had studied whether humans are bioluminescent, whether they emit light. And obviously, we don't see it. But as a result of this study, they found that humans are bioluminescent, and they found it in particular parts of the body, but it is not visible to the naked eye. And that gave me a little bit more confidence. I said, well, maybe science will go in that direction. Maybe we can increase that light. Mm-hmm. And that's the end of the series. I call it the Chrysalis series.
Now, I want to make a suggestion because it's interesting that to know that you can learn so much about nature, like four insects, one bird, and actually transform our lives in a positive way. My suggestion is to add one more book to this series.
Oh, okay.
And let's look at the trees. I had a program and I talked about the trees because of the celebration of Ilanot, which is a Jewish celebration, and it's about the birth of the trees, and it talks about how trees grow against gravity, and they go toward light, and they have fruits, they have shade that people can use from, and they do it with no expectation. So it's just a suggestion if you like, but as you said,
I love that idea.
Yeah, there is so much we can learn from the nature, and some people actually believe that nature and whatever lives around us is the most obvious book that we can learn about creation and finding our path toward growth. That would be great. Thank you so much for all the information you gave us about your books. When do you think all the books from your series are going to be published and available to public?
I'm taking them one by one, and I am self-publishing them. And I decided after I got Kaleidoscope out that I should spend some time with that. So it will either, I hope it would be great if I had them out by the end of this year. I don't know if I will or not. And the other possibility is that a publishing house or an agency will get interested in the books, and I'll publish them that way as a full 5-book series. But my hope is by the end of the year, and I'll certainly keep people who are interested on my mailing list and informed as I go forward. But right now, my focus is on getting Chrysalis out in the world. I've been fortunate with getting Kaleidoscope out in the world. I've been fortunate with Chrysalis. I'm about 25 downloads away from 8,000 downloads since it was published.
Wow, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
So I want to hear about your stories, some of your successful stories when you were able to actually help people with your coaching expertise. But right now we have to take a commercial break. So we're going to go take the commercial break. And when we are back, I want to hear about the stories that you have, you know, that you would like to share with our audience members.
That'd be great.
دوستان عزیز بعد از پخش آگهی ها با ما باشید.
پس از تصادف شما تنها یک وکیل نمیخواهید. شما قوی ترین و براترین وکیل چون دکتر کامران یدیدی را در کنار خود میخواهید.
دکتر کامران یدیدی، وکیلی که تپش قلب تصادفات کالیفرنیا به عنوان یکی از 10 برترین وکیل تصادفات با 99% موفقیت و دریافت بیش از 400 میلیون دلار خسارت در دستان با قدرت او میتواند.
در صدمات شدید جدید بدنی،
یک متخصص، یک نام،
با دنیای تجربه و مهارت. چون یدیدی را می‌خواهید که چون کوه در مقابل بیمه بایستد
و چون برادر در کنار شما باشد.
شما نه هر وکیل، بلکه دکتر کامران یدیدی، سوپر لویر جامعه ایرانی
و بیشک قدرتمندترین وکیل تصادفات را در کنار خود می‌خواهید.
818-999-99.
ولی مارکت پلیس بهترین انتخاب شماست، چون قدیمی ترین و کامل ترین مارکت ایرانی جهت رفاه شما مشتریان گرامی با ریمادلینگ، نما و دکوراسیون جدیدش بی‌نظیر است. با مراجعه به فروشگاه‌های بزرگ و زنجیره‌ای ولی مارکت پلیس، همه ما یحتاج خود را از یک جا و زیر یک سقف تهیه کنید. انواع نان و شیرینی‌های خشک و تر، بربری و سنگک تازه، میوه، دیری، سبزیجات تازه و گوشت و مرغ. ولی مارکت پلیس همیشه در حال بروز رسانی و ارائه خدمت رسانی جدید و شایان به شماست و این بار سیفود سکشن، بخش انواع ماهی و غذاهای دریایی با تنوع فراوان برای ذائقه‌های ایرانی و غیر ایرانی. ولی مارکت پلیس در سه منطقه رسیدا، سیمی ولی و والنسیا. پلازای ولی مارکت پلیس در رسیدا گوشت کاشر هم ارائه می‌کند با مدیریت آقای سعید و همچنین رستوران با غذاهای لذیذ.
818-609-1955 valleymarketplace.com.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right, with the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FALL for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents per gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FALL for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FALL.
من سیامک شجریان، عهده‌دار تدریس آواز و ترانه‌های ایرانی هستم.
من کیاوش نورایی، سازهای ویولن، پیانو و سنتور را آموزش می‌دهم.
پریسا دانشور هستم، مدرس نی و موسیقی کودکان.
مهدی باقری هستم، مدرس کمانچه، ستار و تئوری موسیقی.
میثاق اسحاقی هستم، مدرس کمانچه، تنبک و دف.
متین اسحاقی هستم، مدرس تار و ستار.
310-477-4141.
من مایکل پیمون کید، افسر سابق پلیس، پروفسور حقوق و وکیل دفاع جنایی و دفاع مدنی با بیش از 21 سال تجربه هستم. اگر شما و یا بیزنس شما سو شده اید، به یک وکیل دفاعی با تجربه نیاز دارید. برای مشاوره سریع و محرمانه در کلیه پرونده‌های جنایی و دفاع مدنی با من تماس بگیرید.
دکتر مایکل پیمون کید، 310-870-8000. 310-870-8000.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
چه براخ شده صورتت؟ چی کار کردی؟
شنیدی میگن You are what you eat؟ الماس میخورم.
وا، مگه الماسو میشه خورد؟
بله، تو هم الماس بخور ببین چی میشه. محصولات خوشمزه و اصیل الماس رو از فروشگاه های ایرانی و مدیترانه‌ای درخواست کنید. آنلاین هم تمام آمریکا ارسال میشه. www.almasfood.com.
When dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Soon enough, it was up to me to be his housekeeper and financial manager, too. When he moved in, I became his cook and even his nurse. But no matter what roles I play, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the roles you play. So to help, we created aarp.org/caregiving, where you can connect with experts and other caregivers. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
انتخاب دفاتر پیام شایانی در کیس های صدمات جدی بدنی در تصادفات اوبر، لیفت و کامیون و صدمات جدی بدنی با بیمه تجاری مصادف است با انتخاب بهترین تیم پزشکی و دریافت بالاترین خسارت.
یه روز که میخواستم برم مهمونی اوبر گرفتم، متاسفانه یه ماشین به پشت ماشین ما زد. من چون پشت نشسته بودم سرم به شدت به صندلی خورد و پای چپم هم شکست. به خاطر ضربه و صدمه مغزی که خوردم که بهش میگن تی بی آی، زندگیم واقعا دگرگون شده بود. شنیدم آقای شایانی در زمینه صدمات مغزی ناشی از تصادفات کارشون خیلی خوبه. رفتم پیش ایشون، خیلی خوشحالم از انتخابم. آقای شایانی دسترسی دارن به بهترین تکنولوژی روز، مثل امارای های رنگی، پتاسکنای مخصوص. مایه افتخاره که در سیستم حقوقی آمریکا یه وکیل موفق و خوشنام و مورد احترام مثل آقای شایانی داریم. آقای شایانی خیلی ازتون سپاسگزارم.
818 777 77 77 77 Lucky 7.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. An Indiana prosecutor is facing mounting criticism for declining to pursue court hearings that could have prevented a man from accessing the guns used to shoot and kill eight people at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis. The leader of the Indianapolis Police Union says Marion County Prosecutor Ryan Mears, quote, failed to do his part when he chose not to bring the shooter before a judge for a hearing under Indiana's red flag law. Film and theater producer Scott Rudin is resigning from the Broadway League as he faces allegations of decades of abuse and violent behavior. The Broadway League is the trade association for theater owners and producers. The 62-year-old Rudin has previously said he would be, quote, stepping back from his stage productions. The heat has intensified on Broadway. This is SRN News.
تاک شو، موسیقی، مصاحبه، خبر و خدمات اجتماعی.
670 AM.
ارائه از رادیو ایران 670 AM KIRN.
کارآفرینان.
خوش آمدید به بخش دوم برنامه کارآفرینان. تلفن‌های تماس با استودیو رو خدمتتون اعلام می‌کنم. اگر که دوست دارید تماس بگیرید و با مهمان برنامه امروز سوالات خودتون رو مطرح بفرمایید. 323-512-7264. و اما مهمان امروز ان ونینو، فاوندر اند اونر اف ان ونینو کوچینگ این لس آنجلس، رایدر، اینتگرال لیدرشپ اند اگزیکیوتیو کوچ. Miss Venino, please go ahead and share a few of your successful stories when you were able to help someone succeed in his or her path.
Thank you. Sure. The first story I'd like to share, I was an early coach. I started coaching in 1996 when there were only about 1,000 coaches in the United States. And our professional organization, the International Coach Federation, was doing a tour around the country to teach people more about coaching and kind of get us on the map. And they called it the Dream Coaches Tour. And they asked me to participate and to come with a client. And there was a man that I had coached who was very interested in making a career change from Los Angeles to New York City. And he was very interested in fashion production. So we started coaching, and gradually he moved up where he was in L.A. to a management position, and from there he started looking for jobs in New York City. But we coached probably for about 2 years, which is a fairly long time to coach, but by the end of our coaching, he was set in New York City. So when the Dream Coaches Tour was coming to L.A., I found out that he was going to be back in L.A. on business. But I was very concerned because I said, I don't have what I thought were a lot of concrete things to say about how we worked together, even though I knew it was successful and he had landed where he wanted to, because a lot of the work that we did was taking him through the unknown and finding out what he wanted to do. And other coaches were going to present, and they might say more concrete things, like, I coached this person in their business, and they brought their revenue to $1 million. Well, we got up, and we spoke together, and he spoke about the hero's journey, which you may be familiar with, kind of the arc of mythical stories, and he talked about how he had just done a major fashion show for Ralph Lauren, and it turned out, much to my surprise, that we were kind of the hit of the night, because he was very colorful, and I think that we related to many of the people in the audience by talking about how this isn't always easy. You've got to go through these dark times, and you've got to embrace your freedom and find out who you are. So that was one success story. And he went on to work for the largest fashion production house in New York City and do quite a few fashion shows and has been building a wonderful career.
Very nice. Interesting. Yes. So let me translate this one very short, okay. And then we'll go back to your next story. خانم ونینو در سال 1996 در زمانی که در واقع فقط 1000 کوچ در تمام امریکا وجود داشته مشغول این کار شدن و بعد باید تور مسافرتی رو برمی داشتن با یکی از افرادی که بهشون کمک کرده بودن و آقای رو انتخاب میکنن از بین افراد در صورتی که اون موقع تازه مشغول حرفه کوچینگ شده بودن و صحبت میکنن از موفقیتی که این آقا داشتن وقتی که از لس آنجلس تصمیم میگیرن به نیویورک برن و در کار فشن انقدر موفق میشن که بزرگترین و شناخته شده ترین معتبرترین فشن شوها و کسایی که اعتبار دارن در آمریکا از این آقا دعوت کردن که براشون کار بکنن و با وجودی که جز و اولین کارهای ایشون بوده تعجب میکردن که وقتی که افراد شیر میکردن داستانهاشون رو این دو نفر از موفق ترین افراد بودن در امر کوچینگ. Thank you. Go ahead. We're listening to the second story if you like to share.
Okay. I coached a woman who wanted to untangle herself from a very destructive business partnership. Her partner was very controlling. The business was very successful, but she felt very inhibited and her confidence was kind of going down because she really couldn't stand up and, in one phrase, take her power and be the true partner that she was, because she was a financial partner in the business and they were meant to be equal. And it was also, as I mentioned, really destroying her confidence because her partner was a bit of a bully. And so she called me and she said, I'm not sure I want to leave the business, but I know that things have to change. And we coached very closely. We'd even be in touch. He would email her something and she would have to figure out how to answer it, or she would be going into a meeting with him and we'd touch base very quickly on how to answer and how to take her power, and I would ask questions, and gradually her confidence began to come back and she decided to leave the business and was able to negotiate a really good deal in terms of being bought out of her partnership. And she had many ideas about what she wanted to do once she left the business. But unfortunately, what happened was her mom became sick, and she had to go quite a few miles away and take care of her mom. And she ended up taking care of her mom for about a year and a half and learned a lot about herself and had a lot of good times with her mom. And out of that, she has been writing a book about her experiences with her mom while she was sick. And so her life transformed, and now she's writing the book, and after the book is written, she's going to see where life takes her.
Well, that's very interesting too. So with your permission, I'm going to translate.
Sure.
خانمی شریک خوبی نداشتند و در امر بیزینس یه جورایی میشده بگیم که put down هم میشدن، اذیت میشدن، چون شریکشون یه بولی بوده در واقع، و این مسئله روی اعتماد به نفس این خانم هم تاثیر گذاشته و داشتن ناراحت بودن از بیزینسی که داشتن، و خانم ونینو کمکشون میکنن که بتونن کم کم اعتماد به نفسشون رو به دست بیارن. در ایامی که ایشون داشتن کمک میگرفتن، مادرشون هم مریض میشه و برای یک سال و نیم اون خانم اینجا رو ترک میکنن که برن مراقب مادر بشن، ولی به خاطر کارهایی که با خانم بنانی انجام داده بودن شروع میکنن به نوشتن یک کتاب. الان نویسنده شدن و حالا منتظر هستن ببینن بعد از اینکه کتابشون منتشر میشه شرایط کاریشون به چه صورت خواهد بود، ولی کمک گرفتن که از اون مشکلی که در بیزینس داشتن و گیر کرده بودن توی مرحله‌ای که داشته اعتماد به نفسشون هم از بین می‌برده سربلند بیرون بیان. Thank you so much. Do you have any other stories that you would like to share, or should I move to my next question?
I could share one more if you'd like me to.
Okay, sure, go ahead.
I coached a woman who called me, and she had been fairly successful in the financial field, but she wasn't that fulfilled. She enjoyed it, but she was in her 50s. And she said, I've really got to have the next chapter in my career be one that's fulfilling. So as I did with the person that was in fashion, whom I mentioned, we explored together. And she was very interested in politics. She had run for minor political office. She was very interested in climate change and the environment. And she volunteered for President Obama's 2012 campaign in Florida, and Florida was a very key state to them. And she got in, and she really wasn't that sure because so many people were young. And she said, what are they going to think of me? I'm in my 50s, you know, is this really going to work? Well, not only did it work, but in her office as a volunteer, she was the first person that was offered a paid fellowship to be in the campaign, and she had a really fascinating time because she learned so much about technology. She said on election day, they would do things where every hour she'd get an update as to who went to the polls in her district and who they should offer rides to. So she really made a wonderful transformation and built her confidence in the meantime, that she wasn't too old to have a good career and she could work with all kinds of people.
That's great. راجب خانم دیگه صحبت میکنن که موفقیت مالی داشتن ولی از شغلشون هنوز هم راضی نبودن، در سن بالای 50 سال بودن و خیلی دوست داشتن کاری رو انجام بدن که احساس امنیت بکنن و احساس بکنن که راضی هستن از اون کار. و با توجه به اینکه به سیاست علاقه داشتن، با تشویق خانم ونینو مشغول شدن در کمپین پرزیدنت اوباما، به صورت افتخاری کار کردن و نه تنها موفق بودن بلکه به عنوان اولین کسی بودن که تونستن از طریق کمپین حقوق هم دریافت بکنن و خیلی کمک کرده باز اون به ساختن اعتماد به نفس این شخص. Thank you so much for sharing the stories. So from the stories that you shared, I believe that one of the things that you can help people with is building their self-confidence. But in general, what is, you know, besides actually obtaining your self-confidence, what are the other benefits of having a life coach? What other services do you provide to your clients?
Well, coaching, in a nutshell, provides a space of motivation, support, and encouragement for a client to move forward in their life. My practice focuses on three areas: career coaching, so as you've heard in my stories, helping people create the career that they want or be able to get out of difficult situations. I also do new directions coaching, where someone may come into the coaching wanting to make a new direction for their life. It could be anything. It could be in relationship, career, in maintaining balance in their life, which is something that challenges a lot of people. And the third area I call Coaching for a New Era, and that's a program that I just developed where we look, as you referenced to earlier, at the new normal that we're emerging into and how to make the most of it. I usually work with people for 3 months of weekly calls towards a very specific goal, and this gives us time to set an agenda for our coaching that will fulfill them and gives them time to accomplish their goal with my support. And after that, we decide how we want to continue. Either we end the coaching after that 3 months, and then I'm kind of on call to them. They can come back whenever they want if they need me, or we coach for a longer period. And I also offer an opportunity for a complimentary call on my website. And some people have just done that call with me, and in a conversation, we're able to create a shift for them that helps them move forward without going into the coaching.
You mentioned and 3 months. I'm sorry to I interrupted you.
No,
but by 3 months, you mean once a week, once a month, every day? How often do you?
Once a week.
Once a week. Okay.
Usually for the first month, we might spend a little more time than that because we're kind of setting our foundation. And then we go into weekly calls.
I see.
We look at what they wanted to accomplish, what's happening with them, because we look at both the doing and the being, how they're feeling about it.
I understand that the average is 3 months or longer based on the case. But have you ever had a case that needed less than 3 months? Or let's say that even one time they could get the help that they needed?
Yes. Not that often, but what's been very interesting in the last several years is I've coached more people in their 20s, mainly with setting a new direction or in their career, maybe they're interviewing. And I find the difference among generations that there have been a couple of people in their 20s that have come in, and they're not as interested as others are in setting the foundation. They'll come right in and say, this is what I need. And with a couple of them, I've been able to coach in 1 month's period, and then they move on. Everybody is motivated mm-hmm. that I coach because they come into the coaching. But with them, I think they don't want someone standing by their side as they do it. They just want the benefit of insight, and they want to develop a plan. With one of these people, she was looking to leave her job, and we did a lot of work in just a couple of weeks on what she wanted in her job and her values and what would be fulfilling for her. And what was very interesting, she worked for a tech company and was very successful there. And what she ended up doing was she took the work that we did about what she wanted in her job, and she went to her boss and she said, this is what I'd really like to do going forward. And he said, great. And he created a new job for her. It fit with what she was doing.
That's great. But what is usually the age group of people who come to you and ask for your help?
I've coached in the three areas that I work with teenagers all the way to their 70s, but the majority of my clients are in the age range of 30s to 60s.
Okay.
It is a wide range. But I have coached teenagers, and I have had clients in their 70s, usually people who are still active in their careers.
So I think I want to make it in short. Teenagers who don't know what they want to do, and they can come to you and find out what they need to do. And perhaps people who are in a mid-age crisis, and they are not happy with what they did, and they are looking for a change.
That's it. You've got it.
Okay, very good. So teenagers to 70s, everybody basically can come to you and ask for help. So شغلی رو که عزیزان دوست دارن انتخاب بکنن و یا اینکه میخوان تغییری توی زندگیشون ایجاد بکنن، شاید خواسته ای داشتن که نتونستن به اون برسن و حالا کمک میخوان و راهنمایی میخوان که چطور بتونن به اون آرزو برسن، افراد میتونن به خانم ونینو مراجعه بکنن. معمولا هفته یک بار باید ملاقات بکنن در طول 3 ماه، ولی بستگی داره به موقعیت و کیس، ممکنه بیشتر از 3 ماه طول بکشه، ممکنه کمتر. و عزیزان از سن کم تینیجری برای انتخاب رشته و شغل و حرفه میتونن مراجعه بکنن تا افراد 70 ساله که مشتاق این تغییر هستن. So I'm going to move on to my last question basically. Because if our audience would like to get to know you more, would like to contact you, they perhaps need a website, phone number, whatever you're comfortable to provide to our audience members. Or perhaps if they want to purchase your books or get familiar with your writing, where can they go to get this information?
My blog, I have a weekly blog called Opening. And my books are on a website whose address is Ann, A-N-N, Vanino, V-A-N-I-N-O, author, AUTHOR.com. And that has the blog and all the books. It's got excerpts from the books and the table of contents, so you get a good idea of them. And you can purchase them from a link right on the site. It's offered by a lot of retailers. And then with my coaching, that website is ann, A-N-N, V-A-N-I-N-O.com. And on there, you can sign up for a 30-minute complimentary call, and I'd invite your listeners, if they just want to talk about anything they heard today or if they might have an interest in coaching, to please sign up. There's a calendar and schedule that you link right into on that website. And that also has audio recordings, articles that I've written, more information about me, and goes into depth on my three coaching programs.
Very nice. So دوستان عزیز اگر که دوست دارید 30 دقیقه با خانم انبنینو قراری بذارید که باشون صحبت بکنید به صورت مجانی میتونید به وبسایت ایشون مراجعه بکنید انبنینو ANNVANINO.com و اگر که هم دوست دارید که با نوشته های ایشون آشنا بشید که به صورت هر هفته ایشون می نویسن در این وبسایت و کتاباشون رو اوردر بدید میتونید به anveninoauthor.com مراجعه بکنید و با کتابهاشون بیشتر آشنا بشید. We have just a couple of minutes to the end of the program. Would you like to add anything, any message for our audience members?
I think the thing that's on everybody's mind right now is the pandemic and how we're going to deal with it. And I think it asks for our examination. We've all changed. The world around us with the pandemic changed, I think, very quickly and very drastically. All of a sudden, we were locked down. Businesses were closed, restaurants were closed, and we were taken out of our life in a way that the caterpillar spins that silk cocoon, although it wasn't of our own doing. We didn't choose that. And I think as a country, many of us have adapted very well to it, but it still has had a very big effect. And I find, even with my own self, I've been reading some articles about returning to the new normal and what the change will be, and it's been over a year. And on May 6th, I'm going to be going to lunch with some writers that I've met with monthly for many years, and I haven't been out with friends for over a year. I've Zoomed and I've spoken to them, and I found this anxiety starting to percolate up about that, and I made a promise to myself that I would take it slowly, I would be aware of that, but that I would also realize that a future awaits me that I can really enjoy as long as I don't try to look back and make the past happen again.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. I want to thank you for dedicating your time and being with us today. It was very nice of you to be with us.
Well, thank you for having me. It was great.
Thank you. دوستان عزیز از اینکه در برنامه امروز با ما بودید و به صحبت‌های این عزیز گوش دادید بسیار متشکرم و تا برنامه آینده همگی شما رو به خداوند بزرگ می‌سپارم. روز خوش و خدا نگهدار.
کارآفرینان
ارائه از رادیو ایران 670 AM KIRN
کارآفرینان